There are five phrases in this verse which powerfully reveal the truth about the Lord Jesus Christ, who is our mighty God. The truth about his creation and the truth about who we are. Those phrases are one God, of whom, by whom, one Lord Jesus Christ, we by him. One God means exactly what it says. It is one numerically and not qualitatively. God is one person, not three. Of whom speaks to the fact that this one God is the inspiration for all things, the seed of all things, the father of all things. By whom speaks to the fact that this one God created all things by speaking them into existence. One Lord Jesus Christ identifies this one God, giving the name by which he should be addressed. We by him tells us that we are born into this one God by virtue of what he, our Lord Jesus Christ, did in his suffering, death, resurrection, and the gift of his Holy Spirit. The inspiration and power to create all things is the Holy Spirit of Christ Jesus. The Word which spoke all things into existence is the Lord Jesus Christ. Chapter 8 speaks mainly to the issue of eating things offered to idols. But in 1 Corinthians 8, 4 through 6, it more specifically comes against polytheism and the fragmentation of faith in the true and living God, who is our Lord Jesus Christ. Trinitarians deny polytheism, but they also deny the single person of the one God. The problem with multiple persons is the fragmentation of our focus. Our faith must be focused in order for it to be effective. Satan injected a God of multiple persons into Christianity to undermine the power of pure faith in Christ Jesus alone. Pre-incarnate Jesus spoke these words through Moses to all of us. You shall have no other gods before me. Exodus 20:3.